Well, in what could be a major escalation in global trade tensions, China appears to be preparing to use its rich resources of rare earths to strike back at the United States. Rare earths minerals are a critical component of smartphones, satellites, electric car batteries and military equipment. There's been no explicit threat from China yet, but the stock market is already reacting. With the latest, I'm joined now by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, what are the signs that China will use its rare earths dominance against the United States?
Eleanor, this all began when Chinese President Xi Jinping visited a rare earths plant last week, and this visit sparked speculation that China might use its dominant position as a rare earths exporter as leverage in the running trade war with the United States. Just yesterday, Chinese media implied that restrictions or a squeeze in rare earth sales to the United States could be a painful bargaining chip. The Chinese government mouthpiece, the People's Daily, says the US shouldn't underestimate China's ability to hit back, noting America's uncomfortable dependence on rare earths from China, and then warning, don't say we didn't warn you. A London analyst Russ Mould of the investment house AJ Bell told me a rare earth blockade could hurt US consumers and businesses very hard and take trade hostilities to a dangerous new level.
It seems as if it's a legitimate threat. I mean, America, I think 80% of its rare earth imports came from China over the last 4 or 5 years. And despite their name rare earths, although they're not that rare, they're extremely important in things like magnets, display screens, batteries and smartphones and all those important gadgets. So it would be a big step up from China with regard to its trade war with the US if they follow through with it.
And we're hearing a lot of saber rattling from both the US and China at the moment. But the latest signals from China about a squeeze on the rare earths has the potential, I suppose, to really rattle US consumers and also businesses.
So far, President Trump has generally stepped away from things that have had a direct impact on US consumers. It tends to be things more like aluminium, steel. So if you start to squeeze the US consumer, it would potentially put Trump's claims that it's just tax income for America under threat, because American consumers would start to get hit in the wallet.
Given the many everyday uses of rare earths, this sounds like a big bargaining chip from China. But of course, Donald Trump does love a fight when he's doing a deal.
Well, he's the man who wrote the book, The Art of the Deal. I mean, he's already gone through 3 rounds of tariff increases on Chinese products with a value of around $250 billion. He has threatened another $300 billion worth of Chinese goods could face these import duties. So at the moment, he's not backing down either.
And if this blockade on rare earths does go ahead from China, as it sounds like it might, surely there'd be further fallout beyond the United States.
Oh, I mean, it's not just the US that imports smartphones and laptops. You would wonder whether the Europeans, for example, would start to retaliate as well. What you're also seeing is Chinese stocks are suffering some negative fallout, and some of the big Chinese internet names that we're all very familiar with, Baidu, Tencent, even Alibaba, they're down by between a quarter and two-thirds over the last year, as American investors have fought shy of these companies. But global investors have begun to wonder, if there's a knock-on effect on the Chinese economy, what could it even mean for their internet giants?
So that's London analyst Russ Mould. Now, Peter, it's bad news for the US and potentially for the global market, but speculation on rare earth action from China is already boosting one Australian company. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Australian company Lynas Corporation extracts and processes rare earth minerals in Australia, but also in Malaysia. Its shares jumped 15.5% late yesterday when this news hit, then another 3.6% this morning. This, of course, is on bets that if the US can't get its rare earths from China, well, they'll have to find the minerals elsewhere, and that's put a bit of a big premium potentially on rare earths minerals. And as you mentioned, Wall Street closed lower because of this concern about a ratcheting up in tensions between the US and China, and that's flowed through here to Australia with the All Ordinaries down around 0.6% in late morning trade.
Also this lunchtime, Peter, the latest figures on Australian business spending are out. What are they telling us?
This is more evidence, Eleanor, that the Australian economy is slowing. Capital expenditure by business was down 1.7% in the March quarter. Spending on buildings and structures was down 2.8%, and less spending on equipment and machinery. And all of this adds to the case that the Reserve Bank will cut interest rates to a new record low of 1.25% next Tuesday when the RBA board meets. And the chance of that happening, according to money markets, is now just under 100%. So, whoa, as close as you can get to it being certain.
Peter Ryan, the ABC's senior business correspondent, thank you.